President Paul Biya, who has been in power since 1982, is sub-Saharan Africa's second oldest ruler, after Robert Mugabe of Zimbabwe. Yet despite his age, he has mastered social media in the sense of figuring out how to silence digital dissent. After young Arabs used smartphones to organize the uprisings of the Arab Spring, despots everywhere grew nervous. But then they found the off switch. Last year, 11 African governments, including Zimbabwe and the inaptly named Democratic Republic of Congo, interfered with the internet during elections or protests. The government cut off the internet to a part of the country known for its technology startups, which probably hasn't done much for economic growth. Before the crackdown, internet usage in Cameroon had been soaring, with penetration rising to 18% in 2016 from 4.3% in 2010. Phones are also ubiquitous, which may be why the communications ministry has been sending text messages, sometimes several times a day, warning of prison sentences of up to 20 years for anyone found guilty of slander or propagating false declarations on social media. Journalists have been arrested and a popular radio station has been taken off the air. Although the conflict in Cameroon has mainly affected the English-speaking minority, the government's heavy-handedness suggests that worse may lie ahead. Next year, the country's 84-year-old leader is expected to run for a seventh term. With no clear successor or challenger in sight, Mr. Biya probably has no need to ratchet up repression. But meddling with the internet can be addictive, like the internet itself.